Humboldt County's Human Rights Commission, or HRC, is aiming to launch a program where neutral observers keep watch at conflict-prone events like protests. At its August 1st meeting, the HRC discussed forming a committee on a neutral observers program. Committee members agreed that the need for creating a program with trained neutral observers is imminent, as the November presidential election could trigger extreme responses. Committee member Carol Larson said that with the election at hand, quote, there may be some volatile community participation or displays, and there's a question of, will we have a response to that? Committee Chair Jim Glover said one of the formative committee's key tasks will be to define, quote, what rises to the level of the neutral observers being activated. Committee member Larry Miller said some organizing has already taken place, and he described the need for the subcommittee as pressing.
We have some folks that have volunteered to at least serve or start in being involved in that, the development of the neutral observers. I'm hoping that we can do in-person meeting sometime this coming week. I think because of the election and the volatility of that, that we really do need to have something in place as soon as possible.
Describing what neutral observers do, Miller read from an outline based on training manuals.
Our role as neutral observers is to be present at events such as the protests, demonstrations, and rallies that take place in Humboldt County, and to serve as witnesses of the actions and behaviors of the parties present at the event. Observers are trained to make observations, not value judgments or interpretations in the event that a situation has arisen that presents potential harm to persons or property. The observers make note of what they see. When appropriate, observers will write a report of their observations. The reports are on a file and open to inspection.
Committee member Guy Aronoff suggested presence of neutral observers would have been helpful with the recent anti-Israel protests at Cal Poly Humboldt.
I've been actively involved as a volunteer with OES for emergencies like we're having right now with the fires and everything, not related necessarily, but I was rather surprised when I heard from my boss over there that they got called up and called in all these cops that came, the CHP and everybody, and I'm thinking, why? And it really, I think, makes this neutral observer committee important because, quite honestly, what happened at the college got out of hand, and probably, you know, because of ineffectual administration. And then they brought the sheriffs in, and the sheriffs came in there like we were being attacked by the Russians. It's like, what the heck? We have 300 officers over here because they had 35 people that were protesting peacefully on campus.
The confrontational protests included vandalism and an occupation and barricading of Cal Poly's Siemens Hall. Humboldt County Sheriff Billy Hansel will meet with the HRC in October to discuss homelessness-related issues, and committee members agreed that discussion on neutral observers could also happen then. Miller said law enforcers, quote, need to have a comfort level with neutral observers. They need to know we're good guys or girls. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.